The Texas House of Representatives held a legislative session as Democratic lawmakers returned to the state capitol Monday. The Democrats had left Texas in a two-week walkout to prevent action on a redistricting bill that would favor Republicans ahead of the 2026 election. Bill author Todd Hunter said the new map would give Republicans opportunities to win over voters in new districts.
In the 2021 plan, there were seven Hispanic citizen voting age districts, and under this plan, there are eight. There are no black CVAP districts under the 2021 plan. In the proposed plan, there are two majority black CVAP districts.
The Texas Senate passed the bill on August 13th. Were the state House to pass the bill, it would go to Governor Greg Abbott for his signature. Those in opposition, including protesters, are calling for an amendment that would allow an independent commission to draw the lines.
Where I come from in Texas, we're proud of our independent-mindedness and believe in our right to self-determination, which is why I know there is no reason why Texans should settle for a redistricting process that does not let us make up our own mind.
For over two centuries, the accepted norm of American democracy has been redrawing maps once a decade so that the peoples represented are based on accurate official population data. This amendment simply codifies that tradition. Redistricting should only occur within 2 years of a census when population numbers are fresh and reliable.
Democrats returned to the state after two conditions were met: the end of the first special session and California's introduction of a redrawn congressional map that would counteract Texas's redistricting by seeking to add five Democratic seats in California.